This is the VOA Special English Education Report.
Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret.
The word cabaret brings to mind images of singers in nightclubs, or maybe Liza Minnelli performing years ago in the movie Cabaret. What the word does not bring to mind is college dormitories, dining halls, and early morning classes. But for the past 8 summers, hopeful singers have come to the International Cabaret Conference at Yale University. Think of it as a cabaret training camp in New Haven, Connecticut. The artistic director is Irv Rabel, a club owner in New York City. He says cabaret is a deeply emotional experience for a singer.
The intimacy of it, I think, is the most important part. The fact that unlike any other genre in the entertainment world, you actually go into a room where you go out of there feeling like you know the person, you know something about them, they have touched your heart.
Learning how to touch the heart may be the main goal of the conference, but the students also learn how to dress and do their hair and makeup, and they learn about sound, lighting, and marketing. The 38 students this year were ages 16 to 66. They came from all over the United States and other countries. Harold Sanditon is from the state of Oklahoma. He began his professional life as an investment banker.
And then I became a theater producer for 20 years in London, and I gave that up 3 years ago to start singing, which is what I wanted to do in the very first place, but I never had the confidence.
Harold Sanditon and his classmates had the chance to spend 9 days working with top music directors and cabaret artists. They included Laurel Massey, an original member of the singing group Manhattan Transfer, and Faith Prince, a Tony Award-winning actress. So now it is time for the first performance session. Mr. Sanditon tries his own version of a Beatles song.
Get it wrong and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. Work it out and get it straight.
Faith Prince likes it, but...
I need you to not close your eyes. I feel like you're closing your eyes on the most important contact.
Okay.
Mr. Sanditon nods his head in agreement and tries again. His classmate, Lindsay Sutherland Bowl, is a singer from Vancouver, Canada. She trained in opera, but she changed her mind and became interested in cabaret singing.
How can he ignore my available condition?
Such a question.
Why is Victoria?
The teachers think she sounds too theatrical at times. They work with her through a week of 14-hour days. Ms. Bowles says,
"It's not important, frankly, to be a singer, to be a cabaret artist. It's all about storytelling, and while I knew that before, I understand that at a much deeper level now."
On the last night, all the students have 3 minutes to show what they have learned in front of a paying audience. The concert is called Cabaret Stars of Tomorrow. And that's the VOA Special English Education Report. I'm Steve Ember.